Man, somebody on a podcast somewhere said that the Falcons are going to show up on Sunday and whoop the Colts' ass. I'm not going to say which one, but somebody said it, buddy.
He had to be out of his Falcon mind. I'm going to just say that.
That's all I could think of, too. You know. So, but anyway, man, we've got the Colts to talk about. We got the Bears to talk about. Got the QB to talk about. I think we're going to be talking about the QB probably until we sign one or draft one. I'm guessing that's going to be for a while. Did Art do enough already in the Colts game to save his job? Talk about that. We got Christmas. We got New Year's, man. We got a big show. It's the last one of 2023. You ready, buddy?
Let's go.
And welcome in, folks, to episode 152 and the final one of 2023 for Out of Your Falcon Mind, Atlanta Falcons fans cast, coming to you live in the Clutch Studios on Variety Sports Network, man. Joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Cottrell. My name is John. As y'all know, Mike, buddy, the last one, man. How about that? This year flew the hell by, didn't it?
Flew the hell by, man. It was a good year. It was a good year. Growth. Cool. A lot of growth,
baby. Growth. That's what I'm talking about. Exactly.
That's what I'll call it. Yeah. Man. A great year, man. And my boys got a W, so even greater year.
Yeah. So obviously,
and they ended with another W, so even greater year.
It's possible, man. So, like I said, what we got coming up on the show, obviously, since we didn't record on Sunday or Saturday, Mike was back home in DC. Mm-hmm. I was obviously just with the family, and then we took a trip to go get a puppy, which we'll talk about. So this is our recap show of the Colts game. And this is our preview show of the Bears game. And like I said, we'll just kind of close up everything on 23 and call it a year for the show at least. And then, you know, we're going into 2024, just steamrolling, man, like we end in 23 with. So, but yeah, dude. So first off, how was the trip back home, man?
Great, man. I cherish those moments with my family, man. I always like doing that. I seen some old friends, got to take my grandma out. My grandma, like 92, her birthday is in December. So
that's awesome.
It was cool to go home in December because I got to take her out. She like love IHOP. So we just went to IHOP and that's was her jam. You can go anywhere. She wanted to go to IHOP. So that's where we went. And it was dope. It's just dope to tell your grandma. She can hardly hear. I got to yell over the table. She's sitting right in front of me. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious now. Like, she's right across from me, and I have to lean over and still yell. It's hilarious. But yeah, just great to play with the kids. Great to be in the Christmas spirit. Great to get some nitro cold brews and some cranberry bliss bars. Just great trip home. I love my family, and I don't get to see them that much. So when I'm there, it just mean a lot. It was great.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I.
What about you, buddy?
Oh, it was great, dude. We did Christmas brunch with the two moms, you know, and that was awesome. Had a big spread of food as usual, and you know, Liam got to open his presents from the grandmas, and you know, we got to open our presents from the grandmas, and of course, you know, Saturday morning was, you know, that was pretty much all Liam, you know, to open up his stuff that he got. Mm-hmm. He did good, man. Got his first pair of Jordan 1s. Got some Air Max. Yeah. So he's very happy. And then we, of course, left early Saturday, Tuesday morning, the day after Christmas, and drove up to, it's just the other side of Louisville. It's actually in Indiana, but it's like just over the river to get Kane, our new puppy. So that was up there, met the breeder. At another breeder, actually, we met at another breeder's house. So we got to meet Kane's dad and his mom, and there's a bunch of the dogs there. But we picked him up, drove right back home. So we got home at like 11:35, 12 o'clock. You know, long ass day, but it was worth it, man. Like he's awesome. He's definitely in that puppy stage. You know, got home, pissed in the house about 17 times. You know, and you know that's all about with Biscuit, but He's figuring it out, man. He's figuring it out. He's he's still in that, of course, nibbly stage. He wants to, you know, bite everything, but he's very different than Murphy. Like, he wants to be around us like 24/7. Like, if we're in the kitchen, he'll just lay in the kitchen. Like, he wants to be. He does not like to be not around you. So Murphy was like, I don't give a damn where you're at. Like, I'm going to go over here. He could care less. But it was just a different personality. But he's awesome, man. So this is going to take a while. Shout out to
Kane, man. That's awesome. New dog in the family, ladies and gents.
Yeah, he's asleep. But if he wakes up, they may bring him up here.
I love it. Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Hey, you got to show him it's the New Year, Seth. If he wakes up,
yeah, because the biggest thing, you know what's funny? The first night he slept through the entire night. Like, we didn't wake up till like 9 o'clock. We're like, oh, dude, this is awesome. And this morning, 6:15, he's actually right when you text me. And normally I'm not up that early. I'm not texting.
Yeah, I was so shocked when you hit me. I was like, what is John doing?
So I was like, no, dude. He started barking at like 6:15, but he was telling us he had to go out. So dude, that's awesome. So like we're crate training him. So he was in his crate. He started yelping or whatever. And so we got him out. He peed, pooped, whatever, and came back in. But then he was up, you know. So Amanda was off today, but I wasn't. So she was like, you go back to bed. I'll stay up with him. I'm like, oh, that you're awesome. So I went to back to try to go back to sleep for a little bit. But he's got toys. He squeaked his toys or whatever. And she said he sleep on her for like 35 minutes on the couch. So like, you know, he was still tired, but either way. Yeah. Fun. It was awesome. So yeah, it's gonna be fun, dude. So and hope everybody in the chat and everybody listening, I hope y'all's Christmas was great too, and an enjoyable time. So let's get to the chat before we even get into everything, man. Floyd Donnelly, what's going on, man?
Floyd, what up? No Russell Wilson, no more other people's trash.
Oh man, yeah, that's a lot of that's going on, man. Yeah,
I'm a confused Falcon fan right now, is what he said.
Really is, man. All right, what's up, buddy?
Russell Wilson, trash. Curry said, what's up, John, Mike, and Falcons fan? I hope everyone had an amazing Christmas with family. I do too. Shout out to Curry. What's up, Curry?
What's going on, Curry? You saw he's getting benched for the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good old Sean Payton, buddy.
Kenny, what up?
Kenny, what up, dude?
He said, Russell ain't coming over here where his ex-wife lives.
Hey, good call. Liam, what's up, buddy?
Liam, what up, buddy? Oblivion, what up? Let's go today. He said, today was my brother's birthday, and boo, do I miss him 7 years ago. Shout out to your brother.
Yeah, man.
Happy birthday to him.
Billy Mills, what's cracking?
Billy Mills, what up?
Jamal, what's going on, boo?
Jamal, what up, man? Me, buddy? Rise up.
Yeah, man. Ant, what's cracking, dude?
Ant, what up? My man Ant said, what's good, John, Mike? And Falcons family, great win this week. Was the best Christmas present. It really was. A brother could ask for. It really was.
That's great, man.
My man Jamal said, happy for y'all getting a new dog, my guy. Love dogs. And Liam, we need John to show it on camera. That's what I said. If he wakes up, you got to show him, buddy. Jamal said, as soon as I get a house, I'm getting me another dog. I don't like having big dogs in apartments. Yeah, that is a challenge.
That can be a pain, yeah.
That's why I got a little dog.
he's a Beauchamp, Millie. Yeah, so it's not a very common breed, I guess you could say, at least in the U.S. There's not very many breeders, which is why we had to drive to Indiana. There's one in Florida, but you have to basically find one that's, you know, breeding at a certain time or whatever that you can. We just happened to find this one. She's in Michigan, actually, but she agreed to meet us. Cause she was delivering one to Oklahoma. So we're like, yeah, we'll just go there. And we my wife found the breed before we got Murphy, and dude, we just fell in love with it. I mean, like I think we'll probably forever have a Beauchamp in the house for as long as we live. I mean, it's just, they're just a different type of breed, man. They're super cool though. Jamal said, I take Russ on a 2-year cheap, to be honest, y'all tripping. I getting scapegoated. I mean, yeah, I don't know with Sean Payton, dude. He's
TJ said, hey, what's up, dude? Fellas? Is Russ a potential target for the Falcons? Should I take him over Ritter?
Possibly. Hopefully, buddy. Thank you.
Hopefully. What's up, man? The super chat said, happy holidays, Mike, John, and everybody in the chat. Thanks for all the work that you put in. I really appreciate that. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy. Jay Black, what's Black said, dude?
What's up, guys? Birdo, happy holidays, buddy. Damn it, I'm late as fuck. Happy holidays.
No, it's all good, buddy. We're just getting started, man. It's all good.
Just getting warmed up, buddy.
So, about the Colts, buddy. You did say that they're going to show up and just whoop that ass on Sunday. And, man, did they almost score 30. We were texting. We're like, man, just put it in the end zone. Just call a pass play. Do something. Just put it in the end zone. Get us over 30. But we'll take 29, man. We'll take 29 any day of the week. Defense played a complete – it was the first complete game that we've seen, you know, and it's a shame it took, you know, damn near the entire season to see it. But I mean, the defense, 6 sacks, Zach Harrison, another good game from Zach Harrison. You got Helm still taking more snaps from Richie. Looks like he's pretty much that position now. And I mean, we'll see what happens in the offseason. I think they probably upgrade that, you know, in the offseason, but Clark Phillips getting more starts now, taking more snaps. And that's something you said way early in the season. You're like, Clark's going to be on their ass if they're not careful. And here we are at the end of the season. And he's in that position. So it was just fun to watch, dude. Like it was then. And the biggest difference, man, and I did watch it for y'all. I don't have time to do the all 22 this week. There's no way with just the puppy and just the way this week is going. There's no way possible. But I did watch it. And I saw our boy Trayshawn posted as well on Twitter. It's similar to what I thought too. Like there was nothing vastly different. It was the same offense. Not they just went and installed a new offense. I mean, it's kind of impossible. I mean, it was the same offense that they've always ran. They did call about twice as many screen plays as they did with Ritter for whatever reason. I mean, you know, I don't know why particularly, but they worked for the most part. Taylor didn't take any super huge chances. He had a couple of balls that could have been picked that were, you know, turnover worthy plays as per usual. That's kind of his deal, you know. But he didn't turn the ball over. He didn't do anything vastly stupid and turn the ball over, which is all we really needed. Because the run game was doing what they looked like last year's run game. I mean, it was the offensive line, just the physicality on that side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball was just way different level than the Colts brought. And I don't know if the Colts were just thought they were gonna come in and just like maybe looking past us, who knows? But I mean, the offensive line was just mauling folks, and the Bijan, Tyler having a day. CP had some good rushes. The line protected for the most part. Taylor Lee wasn't in that much trouble for the most part of the game. But like I said, it just goes to show you what just average QB play, just average, can do in this offense. You know, and so I mean, kind of makes you wonder, like, you know, what could a better QB do in this offense? You know, like it's a legitimately better QB, you know, but that's my takeaway from it. Buddy, what are you?
Man, I'm going to tell you, I was thinking about this and I said the biggest difference, there was a glaring difference to me in the two games that Taylor played. But then I couldn't
much better
tell you what it was, though, because I was thinking the stats was the same, the play was about the same, but it just felt so different. So I have to be biased. I use logic, folks. So I was thinking, well, that has to be biased then, because everything was kind of the same, but it felt so much different. And then it just dawned on me what that was last week, because the same thing happened. And the team, I'm going to tell you why I know, regardless what the press say, Dez has lost the team. The team plays so much harder when Taylor get in the game. The whole team is electric. It just seemed like they play harder. The receivers run so much harder on their routes because I think they say, he going to get it to me. Like, he is capable of getting hot and going on a run, a streak. He can get me the ball. And I just feel like the running backs run harder, the line block harder, the receivers run the routes harder, the defense play harder. It just seemed like the team gives more of an effort when Taylor is there. And like John said, all he got to do is show up and not just don't crash the car. Just get there safely. You could take however long you can get there. You could run a few stop signs. You know, you can make a few U-turns you have no business doing. You know, you cannot wear your seatbelt, but just don't crash this car. And that's he did all those things, but he didn't crash the car. And that's really all we need to win and win convincingly. But shout out to that whole team's effort, because they showed up and showed out like I knew they would. They came to play against a good team. And that was the first convincing win, because we really should have put an additional 7 on them at the end just to really You know, silly home, but that was our first convincing win, and I called that shit on the last show, and I'm really right, so I gotta gloat when I am. you gotta give me that. But like, I knew they would come with that effort. So shout out to the team for playing that hard. The Colts are a very good team, and the Colts came to play, and they gave 100%, but was no match for the Falcons 100%. And it was an absolute dog. I didn't like Christmas was good after that. It didn't matter what happened. I knew, like, what a gift, like that, a convincing Falcon win where we not on the edge of our seat. Come on, man. It was awesome, dog. It was an awesome gift. Shout out to the team.
That's why a lot of people were frustrated too. At the same time, they're like, "Where was this? Like, where has this been? Like, how? Why can we do this the entire? Not, I know it takes a while to get it, but like before week 15, 16, whatever. Like, maybe week 4, 5, 6, you know, something like that. And you know, like I said, and I hate to, I'm not going to beat a dead horse because you know, since I've been doing the 22s, I've seen bad play calling, I've seen bad quarterback play. We've seen it all, right? It's been a combination of everything. But what have I told you? I always come away from every 22 saying, man, there's so many plays left on the field, you know, like every time, you know, or there's these turnovers that cost, you know, they end up costing the game, or, you know, and that's, you know, again, like, and you got to take into account these players do like art, you know, and they're not stupid. They're not dumb. They realize that his job possibly is on the line if they don't finish well this year. So I think they're going out there and busting their ass for him too. And I mean, like I said, I was curious to see how the play, like how it looked, you know, on the 22, like how the play calling was, but it was the same stuff, dude. It was some of the same two-man route combinations that never work. And they still, but like they were still using them, and they were, and look, the two guys are still not open, but so, but Taylor was just hitting the check down. He was hitting the check down almost every time. And like I said, there was more screen plays. They were just intermediate. There was very like the throw to Pitts, you know, that was the one-off, the touchdown throw. Like all the other ones were just short intermediate passes. Just like I said, not trying to do too many things that was just get him in trouble. And like I said, the biggest difference, 177 yards on the ground, man, like that makes the quarterback's job that much easier. When you can run the ball with that type of success, it makes the play calling easier. It makes everything easier. So like, that's been the biggest to me too this year, like the biggest effect on the team, not including the quarterback or the coach. The fact that we haven't been able to run the ball successfully all year long, as successfully as we did last year, that's been one of the biggest things that's hindered this offense from doing what it did on Sunday. And so, like I said, you know, it just makes you wonder, like, if Art is kept, which I don't know that he did enough. I mean, maybe, you know, I mean, he'd put a whooping on a good team. You know what I mean? So we'll see how this week goes. We'll see how the next week goes. You know, the Bears not going to be an easy task either. We'll get to them in a little bit. And then, of course, you finish with the Saints. So, but you know what? Ev, our buddy Ev Glaze on Twitter, and JR has been saying this for a bit too.
Shout out to Ev.
Yeah, and JR. It made me think, and we haven't talked about this before, but – how much of it do you think, as far as the decision on Arthur goes, for Mr. Blank, is that the whole Deshaun Watson thing? Like, it was almost like he kind of derailed the whole plan that Terry and Arthur had. Like, because that was so out of left field. You know, that was just kind of like, that was not a Terry type move. That wasn't an Arthur type of thing. Like, all of a sudden you're just going for Deshaun Watson in the middle of the night. Like, what? Like, what happened? You know, and Ev put on Twitter, he had it from a very good source. That was Arthur Blank's thing. You know, that was not Terry. And that's what we've thought all along, because it didn't make any sense. I mean, he had that respect, that personal relationship with Arthur Blank. Rich McKay was a ball boy. You know the whole backstory, right? So, and it pissed off Matt. You know, good chance Matt might have stayed here, you know, for at least for that second year, maybe even his last year, you know, who knows. But and then it just seems like maybe he's going to give him a pass, you know, if even with this win right here. Now, if he went 0-3 and looked terrible, okay, maybe not. But because, you know, you still got to make a decision. But maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe that's part of the decision making. I don't know. But it was just, I thought it was an interesting point, because I never really thought of it that way. But
He has to I'm going to be honest, man. This is like funny, but it is kind of like, it's real when I say it's a toxic relationship, because what Arthur Blank is falling victim to is what we call breadcrumbing. Like, they are mostly a piece of shit, but then they do one little thing, and then you overcome with joy, and you forgetting what the total picture looked like. You cannot be swept off your feet so much by this last win that you forget we shouldn't even be in this position. We shouldn't be close to this position. So that's like, he's failed tremendously. He hasn't just failed. He's failed tremendously in a bunch of different areas. So he would have to show tremendous growth all across the board in the last three to make it look like, oh, I've changed everything radically for you to even consider it. So, I mean, anything short of that is poor management and you being blindly loyal to your word. Like, I don't care if I told somebody, man, I'm gonna give you 4 years or 3 years, and I feel like it's for the good of the team and for the good of the state that I cut it short, I gotta cut it short. He's proved incompetence at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mainly with the, like we talked about, with the quarterback selection, right? I mean, he just got the quarterback wrong. Not about it, you know, for Ritter, Taylor, whatever, you know, that was not the right thing. But my thing, do you think that situation could affect it, though, or has affected it, the way he approaches it? Like, man, I, like Blank saying, I kind of messed up on this one, so, like, that's my bad. I kind of derailed some of this because Matt should have been here.
I think but this is a great example. Again, that's toxic because that's, you know, I'm not being funny. It's like, that's why I just stayed in the situation that I was just in, because I kept doing that. Like, bro, I would think of the one small part I had in it where I did call her a bitch. So I'm not perfect. So, right. I mean, who am I to judge her? And she would, like, somebody had did something greatly wrong to me, but I just hold on to the one thing I did, and then I'm justifying all your behavior from one thing I did. And he can't do that. He cannot justify all this failure from that one decision, because that man still had two quarterbacks that he picked, and just like my man pointed out, really three.
Yeah.
And you fail and you miss three times, you don't get a fourth. You can't pick quarterbacks. And you was trying to get Deshaun. Well, I can't say that, but you failed three times, you don't get to pick.
Yeah.
But and the thing is, you might have messed up, but don't keep messing up. Even if you feel like that, don't keep messing up. Like, cut your losses.
Yeah. No, and I still think it depends on how he performs. Like, I thought, you know, like, like I said, he had, you know, winning the Colts game was great. But, you know, obviously these last two games are going to matter too. You know, again, if it's similar type performances where the offense doesn't do anything dumb and we win by double digits, then he has a great base to go to Arthur saying, look, you know, this was just average. This was just average QB play, man. And he's like, what can I do, you know, with a better QB? You know, that's all I can really go to Arthur Blank and say, you know, at that point. But that's what's got to happen these next two games. And if we don't win, then, I mean, it's not going to matter anyway. Hang on. I think Kane just woke up.
Hey, Kane. This is Kane's first appearance out of your Falcon mind. The new Yates puppy in the building.
That is Kane, everybody.
That's my man, Kane.
What are you doing?
Spell it, John. Is it K-A-N-E or is it K-A-I-N?
It's K-A-N-E, yeah.
K-A-N-E.
Yeah.
Kane, what up, buddy? You out of your Falcon mind.
Yeah, he's trying to eat the earphone. Because he's trying to eat everything right now. But
Kane, can you call plays better than Arthur? I love it.
See you, buddy.
Hey, I'll be there soon to meet that dog. I gotta let him and like Biscuit play like when he's still small.
He'll be bigger than Biscuit here in a few weeks. He's 21 pounds right now.
Yeah, so he already better. He already is bigger than Biscuit.
God damn. Same, yeah. Yeah, about the same. But anyway, where were we at? I mean, we'll see. Like I said, how these last couple of games go. I mean, clearly losing against the Panthers was just unacceptable, and you know, and that's But, you know, like I said, we'll just see how it goes. I do think, though, showing that in this game against the Colts is a good start for him to come back. But like I said, we'll just see, man. I'm not, like I said on the last show, I'm not going to hate it. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to throw shit and be pissy and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, but you're going to have to tell me, like, what's going to change, though. Like, if he stays, okay, fine. But, like, you know, what quarterback are we going after? You know, what is the plan? You know, and it depends on where we end up in the draft, too. I mean, if we don't win these last two games, we do finish in the top 10 or around 10, maybe we trade up. Maybe we do go after Drake May. Maybe we do hemorrhage the, you know, the next 3 years draft classes and or first round picks to go get one. Who knows, you know, or we're in a place where you can go get Jaden Daniels, whatever the quarterback is you want, you know. I can see him doing that, you know, because that's like, okay, we got our guy, you know, that type of thing. But I mean, I'm not sold yet. So we'll see. I know you're not, but because I mean, like I said, it's not necessarily for me. It's not even necessarily the play calling, because like I said, it was this weekend proved that, you know, the offense even the weekends that Desmond played well, the offense can work. It's fine. You just have to not screw it up and not, you know, miss. Like when Taylor played those two games earlier in the season, dude, I mean, you saw, like, he was missing. He wasn't seeing the field. He was not he was missing open target. He wasn't taking the shots, which was odd for him. Still throwing turnover worthy type plays. Like, it was just off, you know. So, like, it was good to see him actually just take what was there, you know. Like, he still wasn't great, especially the imagination, but it was just good enough. And that's all we needed. We just needed good enough with the run game we had going and the way the defense was playing, because the defense was playing lights out. So and they played a ton of cover three on Sunday, which is kind of different. Not different, but they played more than they usually do, I believe. Like I said, with Helms coming down in the box and just being closer to the line, able to play like that was fun to watch. I mean, obviously not having Pittman hurt those guys, hurt the Colts for sure. But Jonathan Taylor really couldn't get anything going. The interior line was causing issues, man, on the inside. Like I said, it was just fun to watch, man. Like that entire game, it just sucks it took this entire year for it to happen, so.
It was just, man, it really took for their ass to be on fire. But
it really did.
Because their ass was on fire. Like, his job's on the line. MW, my man, what up? Hall of Famer what right up, there.
Yeah, brother.
I knew their ass was on fire, so they would come out and play like it. And everybody did, from the defense. They like I said, Clark Phillips, everybody's playing for a job at this point. They know, like, this may be their last film. They playing for the playoffs. Everybody want to go to the playoffs. You know, the players could care less where they draft next year. They trying to go to the playoffs, though. My man Jay Black said run benefited from it being late in the season.
Yeah.
And I hold on. My man LAJ said, out of your Falcon mind, thanks for all the content through the year. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
We don't take it for granted. You guys get us through. We really appreciate it. That actually means a lot. Thank you. ESPN, F1. FS1 and all the other stuff. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, buddy.
I forgot
what I was going to take, because I really do appreciate that.
Well, you know, that's a good segue, because we normally we'll wait to the end of the show to do this, but we should just do it now while people are in here, and you know, people you never know. Sometimes folks will listen to the entire show, and sometimes we get long. But yeah, man, 2023 has been a insanely good year for Out of Your Falcon Mind. Like, it's you know, I already shared with you guys what we did on Spotify and how that, or not Spotify, but on the podcast platform, the audio platforms, how it just exploded over this year. The same things happened on YouTube. I think it was like 78% of our subscribers found us in 23, which is obviously a shit ton. And it just, I mean, for the entire year for you guys, I mean, in the off season, through the draft, the free agency, everything, man. And like, I'm still putting on shows throughout the summer, like a lot of folks do. And like I said, I mean, look, there's so many good Falcons content creators. Like, I think we have some of the best, like, in the National Football League. And it's, I mean, there's a flavor for everybody, man. If you like, there's us, Uncle Steve, there's Mad Mike Sports, there's shit. I mean, Birdo, Smitty, you name it, man. I mean, like, there's so many. JR, I mean, like, I'm not gonna name them all, because y'all know who they are, but I mean, there's plenty of them out there, man. You can any day of the week you can turn it on and find Falcons content, man. So we're just happy that y'all picked us to be one of the ones you watch or listen to. So I mean, we can't thank y'all enough, man, for tuning in and or listening, whichever you do, on a weekly basis, and keeping those numbers up for us, because that just reinforces to Mike and I that we need to keep doing it. So, and that's, you know, that's been it, man. It's just been unbelievable for us to watch, because we didn't know like it was going to grow like this. We were hoping for growth. We didn't know it was going to grow like this. And it was a surprise to both of us, man. But we are humbly happy and proud of it, and appreciate every damn one of y'all for the support with it, man.
Yeah, I agree. Like, totally. Like John said, we wanted to kind of do this right now while everybody was in the chat, so it will be personal. And personally, just want to thank you guys. Like John said, some of this growth is, like I said, I've called you, I hit John, like, is this accurate? Like, is that unreal?
Yeah.
And even the what's it like, Elf on the Shelf thing I just did, dog, it's had like 55,000 views. It's like over 2,000 likes. Like, and even the TikTok has grown substantially in just one season. If y'all remember at the start of the season, I was making fun of myself. I said I got like 35 people following me, mm-hmm. and it's almost 500 now. It's grown substantially, and we have on like all platforms, we've grown substantially on everything. And I don't even understand how that works, so I don't know how that always happens. I just know to keep making content. That's all I think. I just think like Lil Wayne, just keep dropping stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think no further than that. But I really want to thank y'all, because I think I'm almost sure that come from y'all sharing it. So either tell somebody, or you retweeting, or you reposting, or you just saying, hey, this is funny, or this is, I'm sharing the episode, you sharing the link, or even you, if you buy the merchandise, you telling somebody it's good merchandise. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and for all the people that take time out to like our stuff and to comment on it and to go like an extra step, who don't just view it, but who actually like the stuff and who may comment on the stuff or go share it or retweet it. I want to thank everybody if you listen, but those people that take that one extra step, I really want to thank you, because it's you the reason that we are the way that we are successful as we are. Because those likes really do mean something. Those comments really do mean something. And I'm just learning. It's a lot of bullshit involved with the likes. It's like ego involved when somebody don't want to. That's the weirdest shit. I hate your internet, people. I hate the internet. But I'm learning. So I really do appreciate when y'all go the extra mile. You like it, or you comment it, or you share it. And like I said, please just keep listening. I used to tell John in the off season, how are we growing in the off season? Like, what is happening? Like, I don't even know how we doing that. But just made a lot of, just kept making stuff. And again, want to thank you all for allowing us to do it in a unique way that's unique to our brand, and supporting us. Like, even though we take it off the rails, or we may be a totally different thing than kind of everybody else is. So again, just thank you guys, man, for all your support. You know, this has been the best year for our podcast.
Yeah,
we got a whole lot of numbers, and we met a whole lot of people. My man Jay Black super chat said, happy new year out of your Falcon mind, wishing the best in case I missed before the first. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
This truly has been the best year for our podcast. It's been so much fun learning and growing with y'all. I think we're getting better. The background's getting better. The gear getting better. The equipment getting better. The content is getting better. The connections are getting better. The following is getting better. The merchandise is getting better. The team is getting better. The whole vibe is getting better. So I love you. But that come from y'all even more than it come from us. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And we hope you stay with us. Through a whole lot more shenanigans and a Super Bowl victory in 2024.
Damn right. Yeah, man. We told y'all before, we learn on the go too. Like, we're kind of like on the job kind of learning type shit too. So we do appreciate that, man. So this is why I said, just want to get that. And we'll thank everybody again in the show, but we want to get it out there, make sure y'all heard it and understand how much we mean it. So thank you guys for everything. All right.
Thank you.
Now back to football. We do have the Bears coming up, buddy, and a lot of folks are on the Justin Fields bandwagon, wanting him to come back home. You know, if the Bears choose not to keep him after this season, and you know that kind of depends on, I guess, for the Bears, if whether or not they're going to have, if Eberflus stays the coach, then maybe there's a better chance for him to stay. But if he's not, maybe the guy comes in, wants to draft a, you know, Caleb Williams or whoever. What say you, man? Would you be interested in Justin Fields if
I'm gonna tell y'all something, and I know y'all gonna drag me for this, and so many people gonna be really against me. The best quarterback to me in the last few years, except for Patrick Mahomes. I understand everybody gonna say Tom Brady. I'm not gonna say the best of all time, except for Patrick Mahomes, has been Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson can do anything. Russell Wilson is a bad man. When he went to Denver, I don't know what happened. I don't know if Sierra is that twerking. I told you that's why that twerking gets you every time. That twerking, that's why I say it's a great distraction. But if we can get Russell away from Denver, I think Russell going to look like the Russell with the Seahawks. And Russell, it's nothing Russell can't do. It's the Swiss Army knife. It's not. That's what I want. I want Russell Wilson. I want him more than Kirk Cousins, than Justin. It's a veteran, man. You got leadership, a great person, and Russell can do everything. And in that offense, and he can't demand a lot of money now. Dog, I want Russell Wilson. Like Russell Wilson, y'all forget Russell Wilson is top, man. Russell Wilson just don't work in Denver. Oh, please don't forget who Russell Wilson is. Russell Wilson is a bad. He's right behind Patrick Mahomes before he went to Denver, man. Don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
But like I said, if we can't get Russell Wilson, yeah, Justin Fields, because I think he's Desmond Ridder with all the Infinity Stones.
I was kind of out on Justin initially, but like if you look at his first 17 games compared to his second 17 games of his career, vast improvement definitely is. And a lot of it, I mean, obviously coaching had no weapons. I mean, his best option last year was what, Darnell Mooney, I think, was his best wide receiver. They brought in Claypool. He was terrible, not even on the team anymore. You know, they went and got more this year, so obviously that's helped. And, you know, Roschon Johnson, you know, from Texas when they drafted. So, I mean, I just want to upgrade, dude. I don't really care. I'll be honest. Like, I mean, if they – as long as it's better, like, I just want it to be better. If it's a veteran for a year or two and we draft a guy that they believe in, okay, great. You know, if it's – if Arthur's gone, new guy comes in and says, hell no, I want to move up. I want Drake May. I want – cool. All right. That works too. Like, I just want to see better because we were so spoiled with Matt for 14 years. I just don't want to be in this fucking, all right, who's next? Who's next? Who's next? I want that shit to stop. You know, I would love to just find a guy, and I'm okay with a bridge, good veteran, not a Mariota vet bridge, like a Russell Wilson, like a Kirk Cousins. I wouldn't like Tannehill is probably way down on my, he just doesn't look like the same. Tannehill, you know, and I know it's not with Arthur Smith, but still, I don't personally, that's just me. Like, I wouldn't want to see that, but not to say it couldn't happen if he stays here. Obviously, with that connection with Arthur, you can't rule it out because, you know, that relationship. But yeah, I mean, I'm good either way, man. I just want to see improved quarterback play regardless.
Let me say this for the last time this year. I won't bring it into 2024. I won't vent it again, I promise. But for one more time this year, this goes in life as well as football. This is why you don't be so quick to try to upgrade from what you have. Because Matt Ryan was a damn good quarterback. But sometimes when you get to looking at him, you saying, well, we can get somebody that run faster. Somebody who can throw the deeper pass, and you know, a person that's younger, and you get to thinking of all the things that he's not and all the things that can be improved upon. And then if you score like a diamond in the rough, then but most likely you're gonna miss, and then you're gonna start thinking of all the things Matt was. You feel me? But then it's too late to be like, oh, man, if he was in the situation. he would have, if we just had him, if damn, that's all we needed was them 250 yards now and them two touchdowns. That's a damn. And you know, now Bourne look good now. Dog, when you leave your wife for the stripper, you will regret it. And you will do it 100% of the time. And when you try to upgrade, and I just go to life too, man. If you got somebody in your life that's good, don't just start viewing them like everything they not and try to upgrade, because you miss sometimes and you end up with Marcus Mariota. You end up on the tender of NFL quarterbacks. Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, swiping right on the wrong people. So please, 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 for the last time, I won't bring it up again, but this is why we should have appreciated Matt when you got him, because replacing a franchise quarterback is John. Me and John did a whole episode on it. It's not, the percentage is so low that you got to be really careful how you treat people when they're in your life. Okay, shout out to Matty Ice.
There it is.
Okay, you said rise up, buddy. John and Mike's. Shout out to y'all. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to y'all. I hope y'all eating good food and getting drunk. My man Kenny said, happy holidays to all my Out of Your Falcon Mind family. Arthur Smith still coach. Oops, my bad. It's Hangover Still Talking. Everybody smashed the likes for my brothers. Please, it's our last episode. If you was never going to hit the likes, hit it one last time for the year, please.
Man, Kenny commented on my on the bass playing that I should call call up Lowe and Uncle Steve and see if I can join the band, like be the band leader, play some music for him, because you know.
Dog, hold on, listen. I gotta tell y'all gotta put me in GOAT status now, because I told y'all two things. I said John didn't want to do the All-22. I said I'm gonna get John to do it, and I'm gonna get John to play the bass and I'm gonna get him to post it. And I've succeeded. I'm like Steph Curry. I'm 2 for 2, okay, from half court. You know, I've done the impossible two times. So the third thing, Summer Rae, if you can hear this, I'm on the hot streak. Summer Rae, I mean, I love you, baby. I'm trying to go for 3. My man, Archangel said, I need to see more in the next couple games. Show me consistency. If y'all haven't seen the video of John, please go watch it. It's amazing. I told you John could really play, and I actually got him to record it. I posted it. It's dope. You got to go check it out.
Yeah, it's a short. It's on our page. It's about a minute long. Right. It's just me doing it. It's the middle of a song of a cover. Mm-hmm. And it's like normally, like I'll learn the song, but like sometimes a lot of the music I listen to, sometimes the bass part's kind of there. So like I'll kind of improvise and throw in some different stuff and make it sound better. In my opinion, make it sound better. But you know, that's what I did with that song. That's a fun song to play. But anyway, I appreciate all the comments though on that and the likes and everything like that. So yeah, good job, Mike. Good job, buddy. And then Millie Mills.
He says, I'm content with keeping Arthur Smith as head coach only. Just bringing an offensive guy to call plays and bounce ideas and new schemes off each other. I'd rather try that first before starting the whole process over. I'm going to be honest.
That could be part of it too, man.
I'm going to be honest. I really want him out the building, but Millie Mills is making a whole lot of sense. Rather than start a whole thing over, that's kind of making sense.
Well, you got to think of it coming from blank too. You know, the man's what, 81, 82? Like, now I got to do this again, you know, this. So, I mean, I get it. I get it, man. Yeah, man.
Kane, another Hall of Famer.
That's right.
TP. Happy holidays, fellas. We don't need Arthur Smith. He can't develop quarterbacks. He's just not built to be a head coach.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
Adorable. TP said that's got to be Kane. That's got to be Kane.
That's from WWF. Yeah, I got you. Or WWE now, I guess.
My man Kenny said, Big John, I can't wait for your All-22 this week. It's not coming this week, Kenny.
Yeah, buddy. I can't do it this week, but I will do the Bears game, though. I'll make sure that the Bears game for sure. I'll get back on there. JW, man, appreciate you, man. He said, JW, thank you guys for helping me push through the night shift. What are your thoughts on rumors of father mistakes? Pursue Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, we kind of touched on. I'd rather or not. Like I said, I mean, with that relationship, you never know. It could happen. But of the free agents, that's probably the least on my my wish list that we could get, man.
Jay Black, hit that like button. Last reminder for the year. Hit that like button, y'all. 2023. Jay Black said, Mike and John, I'm calling it first. Russell Wilson in the ATL 2024. I'm gonna tell y'all, I know y'all don't want Russell, but man, I was saying before Patrick Mahomes got going, Russell Wilson was the best quarterback like in the NFL. Like Tom Brady was old. I know he's the GOAT, but Russell Wilson was the best. It's nothing Russell Wilson cannot do. Russell Wilson can make, it's nothing he can't do. Russell Wilson is just over Denver. Even I don't know. I can't explain that. But I have to put that on. It was such a stark drop off. I can't put it on Russell. I got to put it on the system. And you bring him over here, man, even with Arthur Smith, I think they'll dominate. Just being good honest. My man Dan Sarah said, shout out you gents just coming in. Thank you for joining, man. Ox said the old Russell Wilson was good. The new Russell Wilson is old and washed. I'm sorry, buddy. I don't want no damn Russell Wilson. I think he's good for he said it was future diss track. Hey, he might not want to come to Atlanta for that reason.
That's true. You never know, dude. Yeah, never know, man.
And you're right. As soon as Future started dissing him, he was never the same.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, man. Like, it's what goes into thought process when you're trying to change cities and teams, and you got the family involved, everything that, you know, you never know what's going to come into that. But looking at the Bears, man, I mean, the biggest thing, obviously, you know, everybody's have their eyes on Fields, seeing how he plays. You know, we played him last year, beat him up last year. He had a lot of rushing yards. I believe he had a lot of rushing, but I mean, he was getting hammered all game long. We almost killed him. Yeah. You know, I don't think they're going to have that problem this year. They have a better running game. They can throw the ball a little bit better this year with more weapons. I'm not, you know, we've seen more with Carolina. He doesn't scare me all that much. But, you know, Darnell Mooney's still there. Now, you know, Roshon Johnson, good running back, you know, but and our old buddy Donta Foreman from Carolina, he's there too. So we know he can run through us. But the way our defense is playing, man, I'm not so overly concerned, man. I just want to see how they defend Justin, really, to be honest with you, because you can't let him just get out and start running on you. Like, you got to keep him in the pocket and don't let him escape. And if you do, you got to have a, you know, whether it's a spy or something, you got to have some kind of backup plan. If he does get out of the pocket, you know, you can't just rush past him. So that's the biggest thing for me. And then defensively, you know, I mean, like, they still got, well, of course they got Montez Sweat, you know, I guess who we were trying to get. And then Montez had pretty good success since he went to Chicago. First time we played him, though, when we played Washington, our boy McGarry handled him pretty well, you know, and I don't know if McGarry is going to be out there. He was limited again, along with the list of other guys that are limited this week. I hope it's just more precautionary for guys like Lindstrom and stuff like that, you know, that they played last week, you know, so hopefully that's just kind of a, you know, take it easy this week type of thing and get better for you. Two games left, maybe more if every card falls the right way. But I mean, if we can, you know, if McGarry can be out, even Storm Norton, man, Storm Norton had an 85 PFF score last week. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty solid for backup right tackle. But, you know, anyway, they do have, you know, Eddie Jackson, who, if y'all remember, the one who injured Kyle Pitts last year with that knee into the helmet. And then other than that, man, I mean, Jack Sanborn, good linebacker. I liked him coming out of college. He'll fly around the place. Jaquan Brisker, good safety. And also Gervin Dexter Sr., man, the guy out of Florida on the defensive line who actually I saw, and I was listening to the crossover today with Aaron and dude from the Chicago from Locked On Bears. Mm-hmm. No idea, but he apparently has a better rush rate than Jalen Carter this year for rookie defensive tackles, which is crazy.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, but like I said, man, if we can somehow duplicate what we did this past week, then I mean, we're in good shape, man. And I mean, and it seems like the Bears have similar issues to us. Like, they beat themselves a lot, we beat ourselves a lot, so it may come down to like just who doesn't punch themselves in the face the least. Which, who knows?
No, they cannot do where this is going to show me a lot about discipline and common sense, because no one can really afford to be like, oh, I achieved the goal. Like, you know, whatever revved you up personally last week, you got to say it was a good start to my goal, but you can't be like, oh, yeah, I'd improve my point. No, you didn't. Nobody did. So you better have two more. Like Taylor didn't. You still playing for to be in the league. You better keep playing. The coach better keep coaching. Everybody better keep playing. No one proved anything. So we will beat the Bears convincingly as long as we come out with that same knowledge that our ass is still on fire.
Yeah.
But if if they be like, oh yeah, we proved something, or they relax a little bit, you're not good enough to relax. You have to be like at a all like attention state of being to win. Like you're not one of them teams.
You happen to see what the weather is going to be like on Sunday up there? I'll check it out. I haven't looked the weather on Sunday. Did you check to see what that's going to be like? In Chicago?
No, I see.
Yeah, me either. I'll check it out in a second. But DeMond said Russell's life coach, Trevor Milad, passed away in 2021. That's what happened to Russell.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you never know, dude.
Russell. Man, if you give him a simple offense and it don't get no more simple than all, he got about 8 plays. Give him a simple offense, I think Russell going to be Russell. Kirk Cousins is good, but also very common. I don't trust no Achilles, though. I don't like Kirk Cousins. I think he does what Desmond Ridder does sometimes. Like he just panic and do silly things.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was having his career. Yeah,
he was having a ball out, but that Achilles, I don't trust nobody's Achilles.
Yeah. If he ran more, I'd be more concerned with it, but you know, he's more of a pocket type guy anyway. So it's basically 30 to 34 degrees on Sunday in Chicago with a 25% chance of rain. So just cold for the most part. Mm-hmm. So, which is fine. I mean, we can do it just cold.
I think one note that the coach has to know. Padre, what up?
It's Padre's birthday too, by the way.
When is today?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Padre. What it do? Happy birthday. You should be drunk as a skunk on a lump by now, man. Do what you do, buddy. I want to say that it's also good coaching. The coach should know that you got to at least start off first quarters, at least start off really running the ball. And here's why. Mike is like, man, it's scary I was on here. Yeah. Hey, dog, like, because those offensive linemen get revved up when they can be aggressive instead of falling back for pass protection. When they can be aggressive, they get revved up for the game. It's like starting that crank lawnmower. Like, so you got to kind of let them do that. They really much, if you start them doing that, they pretty much continue that all game, and it get worse and worse and worse for the other line. But if you start off passing and they start off passive, it feel like they stay passive. John be showing me plays on all 22 where offensive linemen miss the whole man. Like, just miss the whole man. Just miss the whole man. Like, and it's like, damn, you missed the entire man. Like, so you did 0% of your job on that play. Like, 10% wasn't 15. You did 0%. Like, so it just like
I think that was hitting
those boys off blocking, being aggressive, like downhill blocking. They get nasty, like nasty offensive linemen. Like, it's like they take on a different attitude.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest combination of it's the weirdest combination of an offensive line I've ever seen. It's like Tupac and Taylor Swift. It's just the weirdest. That it's like they Tupac when we running, and then they turn to Taylor Swift when they passing. But if you start them off Tupac, they more prone to stay Tupac when we passing, is my point.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. Yeah.
Is the gist of that story. Offensive line, be Tupac.
Exactly.
Tay Rush, what up? Great name.
What's going on, Phil? What's going on, Tay?
And that's an offensive line name, I'm telling you. Fellas, what up? I want to see Jay Winston under Arthur Smith. Next year, if Arthur Smith is back, draft a young bull with a QB coach. John, who is he talking about? Who's that?
Jameis.
I thought, hey dog, I thought for sure you was talking about somebody else.
He's about as turnover happy as I think. I assume you're talking about Jameis Winston. Yeah,
that's a W licking his fingers. No. Jameis is goofy. No.
Oh, Jameis
is a wild man. Jay Black, Russell can mentor Ritter and at least give him a chance for Riz to stay in the NFL. I say this. I say you bring in Russell Wilson and draft. So Russell mentors whoever you draft. So you went either way if you hit on Russell or not. If you hit on Russell, great. If you're not, well, he's where you drafted somebody. That's the best course of action right now because that seems to be the only thing we need. Not, excuse me, I'm getting too arrogant. The thing we need the most.
Yeah, right.
Uncle Steve, my man.
What up, Uncle Steve?
What up, guys? If this Russell Wilson scenario happened 3 years ago on forward, I'm just tired of a stopgap QB. And in 2024, Russ is that.
Oh, 100%.
Still lean and draft QB, and I'm not deal for Justin. I agree with you, Uncle Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like Mike just said, if we did happen to get a Russell or a Kirk or whoever, name your old guy, or whatever. I mean, like, yeah. it needs to come with drafting a young guy. It just needs to. Because, y'all know I supported Ritter 100%, but after what I've seen, I don't know that he's anything more than a backup so far. I mean, like, he has to stop turning the ball over, and he didn't prove he could do that. He kept making the same mistakes over and over and over again. And even as a young QB, yeah, that's going to happen, but you have to see the progress with it. And it just never really happened. Like, he progressed and then it stopped. And he kind of like, I'm not saying he's done progressing. He could obviously get better, but not for a coach where you're, jobs on the line and you got to win, especially next year. You got to win. Ain't gonna happen here. It may happen somewhere else, but I hope the best for him, but it's just being honest with what we saw. I mean, it's not great. He's like you said before, Mike, he's a great dude, great young man. He's easy to root for. I get it, man, but I don't see why folks are going to the edge of the world defending him because it's a third. I don't know what I mean. It's a third round quarterback. We were hoping for not a miracle, but like, we were hoping that literally what we were told was going to happen. We would surround the guy with a ton of talent and a really good offensive line. He'd be just fine. That didn't happen. So that's all we had to go on. I mean, that's it. So, I mean, we'll see how he approaches it, whether it's going to be a veteran, young guy, combination of both. Who knows? I mean, like I said, I just want to see something better. That's all I want to see. Just something better, man. And Joe, Jay Black said Russell can be the game manager. We need. He could.
That's possible. I feel like he could. If we get Russ, he could make those simple throws. If you think Taylor, we can put up a good amount of points with Taylor. We can prove that and win the game. Well, man. Russell is gonna make even safer throws, even better simple throws, and is gonna be able to read the defense more to be smarter. That's all we need him to do. And he can do that. Yeah. According to M. Rothstein from ESPN, Arthur Smith has not lost the locker room at all. The players play hard for him, and that's something we don't see inside. Yeah.
They do.
But I believe Desmond has.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that week in and week out. They say it. I mean, like, he's like the offensive linemen love him, like everybody. They have nothing but good things to say about him. So. We'll see, man.
Russell Wilson's career is over.
I don't think Ark wants Russell Wilson here, but I'm just guessing.
I'm starting to catch on. I don't think a lot of people want Russell. I think a lot of people feel like he washed, but I feel like when Peyton Manning went to Denver, everybody thought that, and then look what happened. I believe he's close to wash, but I believe he can do what Peyton did. Or what John Elway did with Terrell Davis running game. The Bears run defense is good, so is ours. The pass defense is quicker, but our secondary is solid most of the time. Looking at your Richie Grant. shots fired at Richie Grant.
That's if he's on the field that much. I didn't even look to see. I know he has less.
And when he is, he better know his ass on fire. He won't be he's playing for a job, Richie.
Yeah, I mean, looking at last week's defensive snaps, I didn't even look at his.
He didn't play that much.
Yeah. Clark had, DeMarco had 68 snaps out of 71, so damn near every single one. Mm-hmm. Richie had 27 snaps. So they did, like I said, they played some of that three safety look as well. DeMarco more than doubled his snaps. And then, like I said, Clark Phillips, 67. Jeff Okuda only had 4 snaps, dude. Isn't that crazy? Damn. Mm-hmm. And Clark did well. I mean, he had a good rebound from the game against Carolina for sure. So, and I mean, you've always liked his aggressiveness anyway. So, and I mean, we
I knew his aggressiveness. It's going to cost him sometimes, but it'll pay off more times than not. Shout out to Clark for that.
Yeah, man.
Hey, TLP. What's up? Hey, what up? He said, hey, fellas and everyone, I'm late, but I made it for the last show. Thank you for coming.
Like, literally one of our first ever followers on Instagram, Twitter. Really like, literally. She's been, like, that amazing.
She really was one of the first.
She's got bought multiple merchandise. Just much love, ATL.
Shout out to you.
Much love, man.
ATL Peach.
Richie Grant or Okuda. Who would we rather see cut? Richie. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like since Okuda's injury, he's been just a little bit off. And credit Clark. I mean, Clark's been playing well, you know, so it's tough to pull him off the field. I don't know. It'll be interesting, man. I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see what they do with Okuda. I think it's a foregone conclusion that strong safety is going to be a position, whether we're drafting one or bringing in one, it's going to be a position that we go after. Appreciate you,
ATL. Thank you, ATL. We love you. Much appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Art. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That is his birthday soon.
Yeah. So, buddy, what do you think score-wise this week? Now, we were close-ish last week, with our 30-point fucking.
Yeah. I think the same energy because I think the same situation is there. But I'm going to say I'd rather cut Mike Hughes. Him too.
Option C also works.
Yeah, I'm going 27-17.
I like it, dude. I have a hard time thinking we're going to hit 30 against. I do think the Bears defense, like DeMons was saying, Bears defense is pretty decent, pretty good. So I don't think 30 is going to happen, but I think we can get close again. So I was going to say 25-18. So
okay, yeah. So we both kind of around the same. I think the same energy going to come out.
If we can run the ball like we did last week, I mean, that's going to be a huge help. I mean, so if we get stuffed and then we put more on Taylor, that could get dicey, you know. I mean, that could just depends on how things go, man. It's just going to see how the calls get played. Oh my god, how the plays get called, and you know how that goes down in the game. Tariq said
the players will gravitate toward Russ. We have a run game to back a rut. If y'all remember, John Elway was kind of in the same state. I wouldn't say he was washed. He was kind of in the same state. And they put him, Terrell Davis back there. He won a Super Bowl. Great combination with two young running backs and a veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
And a unicorn tight end.
Well, dude, since we've put ourselves in this situation, I mean, we couldn't beat the Bucks at home like we should have. We couldn't beat the Panthers like we should have. Or the Cardinals or the Vikings, the Titans, if you want to throw them in there. So now we have to win the last two games to have a chance to get in, and the Bucks have to lose. So if the Bucks win this weekend, it's pretty much over with. They're playing the Saints. So we have to kind of root for the Saints this weekend if we want a chance to get it in. Mm-hmm. So, we put ourselves in that damn position, but you know, here we are. And I guess I need to apologize to the Bucks because, man, we sat here on the preview show before this season. Both of us were like, man, we ain't worried about the Bucks. They got shitty Baker Mayfield, and they got an old aging defense, and you know, the guys on offense get a little bit older. Dude, have you seen Baker's numbers this year? It's crazy. It's 3,600 yards, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. The 56.9 QBR. Now, Lamar Jackson, 200 less passing yards, 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions with a 63 QBR. Now, he has more rushing yards, obviously. But just passing-wise, I mean, damn. I mean,
like, it was. Well, he definitely found out. I'm going to be honest, man. The one thing I kind of hate about quarterbacks is I have that fear of missing out. Like, you never know what that quarterback would have looked like in another system, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
Like, no matter who it is, you could be like, he looked great in this, but imagine if he – would Pat Mahomes be Pat Mahomes if he played for Bill Belichick? Or, what would happen if Michael Vick was in that greatest show on turf, if he played in that system with them, with those mm-hmm. weapons? Like, what would happen if Matt Ryan – always had Kyle, like, because Matt Ryan looked drastically different with Kyle Shanahan. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you never MVP. Know somebody. He looked all these people have saying he's so average. That year, nobody was saying that. That year, everybody was like, "Is he on steroids?" Like, you know what I'm saying? Man. Like, Matt was bombing. So I'm just saying, that's my only thing is, when you see a quarterback, you never know. Like, man, I wonder, it got to line up perfectly. The team, yeah. the talent with the offensive coordinator, the scheme, but when it line up perfectly, you get magic, man.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I did not see that one coming. I thought the Bucs would be last in the division. And knowing we knew the division was going to be kind of shitty, but I just kind of figured like they'd probably be, you know, not as good. And here they are basically about to win it, you know, so.
Shout out to Baker Mayfield, man. So, because yeah. I clowned him. I've been clowning him. Oh, we all did. Because he do clown stuff. So, again, when I'm wrong, I'm going to say I'm wrong. And that dude is – he got his act together. I don't know what happened in his life that made that man get his act together. But he's been in the film room, and he's being a great leader right now because he got a whole team rallying, and he's being a great leader, and he's being dominant. And I never thought I'd say what I just said in the same Baker Mayfield, the commercial guy.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, DeMond's the seventh rounder. DeMarco Hitman Helms is evolving nicely. Yes, he has good instincts. Yeah, I mean, I liked him coming out of Alabama, man. Being an Alabama fan, watching there, I honestly didn't see him getting in this much into the defense. I just figured Richie would pretty much keep the job. I didn't think he was going to do what he's done during this mm-hmm. season to lose it. But hey, good on DeMarco, man, taking advantage of his opportunity, man. I'm all about it. Arc, everybody thought they were going to suck, man. And Millie said Becker low key saved Todd Bowles' job.
Oh, he sure did.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And then Ark said, "Don't be shocked if Baker turning the ball over in the last couple of games. Start turning the ball over." Yeah, but you never know, dude. That's the thing. Like, he's been so up and down his entire career. It's like, but like Mike just said, maybe he found that perfect match, man. Maybe this is something that works for him, you know. And I mean, it's a shame we couldn't see Matt longer in that offense, but
yeah, you know, right?
Yeah, we just might. I like that one, hopefully. We eventually see this week, or we put 30 on the Saints, man. Otherwise, we're not going to get 30 this year. And I would love to put 30 on the Saints at their building in the last game of the year. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think our chances of making it, man, if we obviously we have to win both, I think they have to lose both, I'm pretty sure. So pretty slim, because I think they have the Panthers, right? I think the Bucs play the Panthers their last game, which if that's John, the case.
Hold on. I just want you to, you're informing me this live on air, so work with me.
Yeah.
You're saying if we went out, so we have two games left. Mm-hmm. If we win both our games and Tampa Bay wins both of their games, Tampa Bay would get in and we would not.
Correct.
If we win two games and Tampa Bay wins one game, we get in the playoffs and Tampa Bay does not.
Yeah, so we're 7-8. They're 8-7. So if we win both games, we finish 9-8. They lose both games, they finish 8-9. So, but if we end up with the same record, they have the tiebreaker. Well, not the tiebreaker, but their record against common opponents is better than ours. So
they would have to lose out for us to get in the playoffs.
Yep. So they got to lose to the Saints.
Dog, I'm gonna be honest, dog. I honestly broke my heart and infuriated me live on air, John Yates, because I did not know that. I'm thinking if we win one more game, maybe. Because I'm going to just be honest, just to be in that position, that was one of the 10 stages, and it was funny when it was in the 10 stages, but it's not funny now when you're going through it live. When you depending on teams to lose, that's when it becomes far-fetched. If he loses, then they lose out. You shouldn't even be in this position to where you gotta, where you could win out and somebody still gotta lose out. Cause what's the odds of both of those happen? So that's right. What I'm saying, to even be in this position is quite frustrating, dog. We shouldn't even be in this position.
Not even close, dude. No, just beat the teams that you were supposed to beat.
Yeah, just like, beat the team.
We should be, you were in position to beat. Like, don't lose to the Panthers. Yes. Don't lose to the Cardinals. Don't lose to the fucking Vikings. When the guy just got off the plane 3 days prior. Like, you know, it's incredibly frustrating, dude. We should have had this division locked up 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, in a year where it's good, easy, but it's there for the taking. So yeah, it's, that's what I'm saying. We put ourselves in this spot. So now we have to hope for us to finish 2-0 and then finish 0-2. Basically, yeah. And we got to hope that, like I said, the Saints win. And then
that's why I say it's gross misuse of talent, and that's why you don't bring him back. Nah, we shouldn't even be in this position. And to be honest, we should have won the division last season because it was a suck division again, if you recall. It was a terrible division, and we had it for the going, for the taking, and we didn't grab that. Then same this year. We easily had the division. If you looked at the talent on paper, it was clearly ours. And then so to be in a position where now, you know, that fantasy thing, if you ever look at your fantasy and it say that you got 4% to win, it's just a 4% chance at winning. It's just a bottom. It could happen. Like, somebody could just have a beast game, but you about know it's not. And that's just depressing. It's like another year, man. It's just I just found that out live on air. That is deflating, Johnny Yates.
I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't warn you on that one. That's my bad.
Yeah, that is deflating.
Millie said, John, we're going Bo Nix, bro. So start watching the film now. Hey, it's very possible, dude. I'm not going to say it's not possible. I mean, and if you'd have told me that like some years ago when he's at Auburn, I'd been like, hell no. He turned into a different quarterback at Oregon. I don't know whether it's the scheme or what, but yeah,
you never know what a quarterback will look like with a different scheme.
Yeah,
that's the most amazing thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's mature, dude. I mean, I will start watching quarterback stuff pretty soon because obviously we're going to be in the talks for it, and for sure. Hopefully said, yeah, but the 2 years we went to Super Bowl, we were legit, and like, that's true too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely, man. All right, buddy. So New Year's Eve coming up. You doing anything for New Year's? You still partying for New Year's? Or you keep it low key?
No, I'm definitely going to turn it, but I probably, what I like to do on New Year's Eve because of the police activity, it's turn up in the house.
There you go.
So that's why I have Strippo and all the lights and all. I like live entertainment, you know, but I'm safe. So I won't be out in the street. I will have whatever I have, some live entertainment, like in-house with some festivities in-house. But the police are everywhere on New Year's Eve, and I don't need those problems.
No, you don't. No, no. I would definitely. I would prefer you stay in the house and have fun there. And don't leave.
It's just safer in the house to get everything you're gonna get in a day, your food and whatever else you need to go get that stuff while it's light outside.
So you just circle that elf, man. The elf.
So by the time the sun go down and everybody drunk and making stupid decisions and they got all them checkpoints, you are in the house in comfortable clothes with a lot of twerking going on or with a playlist set. And you having the time of your last 2023. But that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be safe in the house. I got a lot to celebrate this year, man. Great year.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Are you partying? Are you drinking? What you going to be doing?
Oh, man, it's going to get crazy. We're going to sit here on the couch, possibly watch maybe even multiple balls drop, you know, for the it's going to be nuts. Maybe even
it's going to be nuts.
Dude, we haven't partied on New Year's in a while. You know, once you have a kid, that kind of, you know, the partying kind of goes not away, but you know, you don't go out as much. But we'll definitely toast the New Year, and we'll be here, man. We got the puppy; he'll be probably, I hope, asleep, but who knows? I mean, he's, you know, we're trying to get him on the sleep schedule right now. And we don't know how he's going to be around fireworks. I mean, they did have like a, they had like a fear test when he was back at the kennel. So like they had, she lived near a gun range. And so like he heard like gunshots, you know, and like she had them out, all of them out. He passed his test, no problem. Wasn't scared to death or anything like that. So we'll see how he is on the, because there's a couple of folks in our neighborhood that put on a hell of a show every New Year's and every 4th of July. So we'll find out whether or not he really gets bothered by him or not. Hopefully not, because that's the worst. If you got a puppy or dog and scared to fight. How's Biscuit? Does he care?
So I stayed like in a stadium that did fireworks every Friday. And
He got used to it then, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No?
Biscuit? No. Biscuit is a brave young man. But at the first firework, you would have thought that Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, Freddy meets Jason, Norman Bates, and all of them was coming to get that little dog. Let me tell you how scared he get. And this is, it's heartbreaking to see. He'll run off, and I have an apartment. It's a one-bedroom apartment. You can't find him. And it's because he's squeezed into a place that you couldn't comprehend he can fit, you know, because he's terrified. Yeah. Like, so I have to find even shit everywhere and piss. Don't like fireworks, but that's the only thing he's scared of.
Did you ever see the Thunder Jackets? You ever heard of that?
Thunder Jacket?
Yeah, so they make it for dogs that are just like, they're heavier little jackets. You put them around, and they're supposed to make them feel like.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's like, you know, it's supposed to comfort them. Them not be so. Oh, that's nice.
I gotta look that up. Okay.
Yeah, he might benefit from it. Yeah. If because we had one before and it worked out. It worked pretty well.
It did.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you should check it out. But we'll be watching some football, man. And then of course, you know, watch some of the college football. And then on New Year's Day, and then of course watching the Falcons on Sunday. I guess that brings up the question: are we going to record on Monday, the first, the recap show? You going to be able to do that? Should we wait and see?
We should wait and see. Should wait and see. Man, dog, I got a very, 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 very attractive friend coming into town, and I plan to do a lot of things. You know what I mean? I plan to have a lot of fun. So I don't know the state of being I'm gonna be in the following day, so it could be the next day or Tuesday at the latest.
That's cool. Yeah, so we'll let y'all know how we're gonna go on Monday or not. So probably Tuesday to be safe, but if Mike's
probably
okay,
Tuesday to be safe.
Let's go ahead and shoot for Tuesday. Yeah, let's go ahead and shoot for Tuesday. So look for that.
All right, won't go to sleep.
We'll do the recap on Tuesday. So A1, what's going on?
A1, my man, what up?
Make sure y'all checking out Tip, man. A1 for putting out man. Chris, great stuff out, man.
Get our QBs and Arthur Smith, those Thunder Jackets. That's a good one. That's a good one. Stat, yeah.
Nice job, man.
Our game is on CBS.
Is it?
You know what that means.
Unless it's Maddie calling it. No, what does that mean?
Somebody tell me.
CBS just sucks. But if and they don't like us. But unless Maddie was doing it, man. I mean,
Maddie might do it, man.
I don't even know. I haven't even looked to see. This week's been – I don't even know. But I forgot today was even Thursday, man. This week's just been crazy.
Yeah, I did
with the holidays, and yeah, it's been wild with the dog and everything like that. So I mean, like I said, like we said earlier in the show, man, it's been a hell of a 23 here for us, and I can't thank you guys enough, man, for tuning in every week and watching and listening. Like I said, on the podcast platforms, keep putting it out. Next year, 24, man, we're going to keep going. Obviously, anybody that's new to the channel, hey man, welcome in. And if y'all don't know, we do keep this going during the free agency. We keep it going during the draft. Last year, we had a live draft show with our buddies from New Millennium Falcons. We'll probably do the same thing again coming up this year. We do draft profiles on a lot of the players. I get the all 22 film from the rookies or from the college level and start looking through guys that we potentially could draft. And Mike does the same thing. And we'll put out shorts. We'll put out little videos on them. So we keep it going, man. We just keep talking around it year round. And we weren't sure if we were going to do that or not, but weirdly, it grew a lot during that off season. We're like, shit, we'll just keep doing it then. So it's been fun, man. So Like I said, thank you guys. And we'll probably have some new stuff for next season going in, like some additional things for the podcast, some additional shows, some additional, a couple different options we're going to throw around. We got to talk about, but we're just going to keep trying to just like Mike said earlier, man, just keep growing and make things a little different and keep doing different stuff. Cause that seems to be what folks enjoy, man. So Ark said, yeah, look for Russell Wilson on CBS with Matt Ryan.
Well, that would actually be dope.
Appreciate you, Demons. Thanks, man. But yeah, man, so like I said, we can't say it enough, man. Thank you guys for supporting us all year long. Hope you guys have a wonderful new year and enjoy the time with your family, friends, partying, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing. Be safe, man. Don't get out there, watch for idiots on the road, because there always is, and just, you know, don't want to end up on the wrong side of that. But Mike, you got anything left, buddy?
Yeah, man. Y'all just saw me get deflated live on air, just knowing that we got a very minimal chance at making the playoffs. But if y'all listen to us, I want to thank y'all for coming to rock with us, no matter when that happens or not, because we get deflated a lot. And like I hit John the other day and I said, dog, do you know how powerful it is that people can come mad, like genuinely mad or genuinely frustrated or genuinely sad, and we can turn that around and have you laughing at the same shit that you was just pissed about? Or you know what I mean? Or just not taking it as serious, just okay, yeah, that's kind of so dope. And that takes y'all coming here. Like, even when we get deflated, even when we don't make the playoffs, when we win, we lose, we always out of our Falcon mind. And the reason why we grew, like, in the offseason was for two reasons. Is one, that y'all care about the team so much that y'all care about speculation. Because that's all we was doing, saying, man, we could get Clark Phillips III. Have y'all heard about him? And, man, y'all was like, okay, what'd he do? Like, you know what I'm saying? And so that's how I know that y'all really love the team. And two, because y'all allowed us to go off the rails with content various that shit always don't have to do with the Falcon. It's just out of your Falcon mind. It don't always got something to do with the Atlanta Falcons, and y'all allowed us to do that and be creatively free with that. And y'all supported that just as much as y'all did the Falcon content. So I just thought that was dope. And man, y'all hit a home run this season, because we couldn't did it without y'all. And if you make the playoffs or not, me and John won the Super Bowl, man, because y'all, the way y'all supported us, y'all grew us like never before this season with all those shares, all those likes, everything y'all did. Y'all did that. That's because me and John put out the same content we always did. It's just a little bit better, like production wise, but we was putting out the same amount, but y'all handle y'all business a little bit more. And we grew like never before. And just can't say thank you and like enough for that. And again, for supporting a different brand of podcasting. Cause even I look at it sometimes and be like, that might've went
a certain
a little bit far. We might sure is, you know. So the fact that y'all still here and always support us, win, lose, or draw, mean the world. And it just show the type of fans y'all are and the type of people y'all are for supporting us, man. Y'all really made our dream come true with this, because me and John get to have fun and talk to each other a whole lot more and be creative and be silly because of y'all. So thank you. Like, thank you. We would not do this without y'all. We could not be without you. So there is no me and John without y'all. There's no out of your Falcon mind without y'all. And y'all keep the name alive. I will say that. Y'all are out of y'all Falcon mind. I mean, in half, yes. I mean, sir, and I mean that certifiably. Like, if half of y'all got checked, you would have something. You have some form of material. I guarantee it. Something is loose, you know. But that's why I love y'all, because y'all got a warped sense of humor. Y'all allow us to be creatively free. And y'all support me and my brother no matter what we do. Much love for y'all. And I can only hope y'all have a great year in growth like y'all gave us.
100%, man. Three Dirty, happy holidays, buddy.
Happy holidays, buddy.
Chris, thank you, man.
Thank you, Chris. And thank
you for the great content. Yeah, man. Thank you. And we're going to have a fun 24 together, man. We're going to do some stuff together for sure. Last thing, Mike, do you do any New Year's resolutions? Are you in or out on New Year's resolutions?
I'm in, but I just I'm in on one, because I don't believe in them, because if I become aware that I'm like lacking or something, I usually get on that. I don't really be like, I'm gonna wait to the first.
I'll wait 6 months.
Yeah. I don't you do that. but the one thing I said that I gained this year, that I got going into next year, and my resolution is just to keep it, was and I'm not ashamed to say this. It took, as a grown adult, I just got emotional discipline last year. I just got that last year, where I feel like I'm emotionally disciplined. Like, I can restrain my emotions in a situation. I can restrain myself. Like, I can discipline my emotions within a given situation. I just got to do that as a grown-ass man. And I'm ashamed of that on one hand, but on one hand, I'm very proud of it, because I got that forged in fire. I got that through fire. Like, I earned that power up. I earned that power up. So that's my only resolution, is to keep being emotionally disciplined in given situations, and not allow my emotions to overpower my intelligence in any given situation, no matter what the situation is, because oftentimes I react automatically. Mm-hmm. I haven't thought it through. It's an automatic reaction. And now that I'm emotionally disciplined, I don't really have those anymore. So that's my thing. I'm emotionally disciplined. I will carry that into 2024. I will be in control of myself at all times. I'll be a good boy.
I love it. I'm proud of you, buddy. Like, really. Like,
thank you, man.
I know it's funny, but I am. Yeah. But,
thank you, man.
But yeah, man, of course. But all right, guys, we're going to close it down, man. Again, thank y'all for a hell of a
20. Hold on, man. Give us one. I gave one. You got to give us a resolution before you go.
I'm kind of out on them. Like, I don't really do. Like, I mean, I'm cool if you have them, you know, like, but like, I don't, like, similar to you. Like, if I see something needs to change, like, I'll go ahead and like if I see, like, I worked out in a few weeks, like, oh shit, I don't get myself, I gotta get going again, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, but I'll probably have a couple of personal ones, you know, like, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we'll have one for the show to keep it growing and whatnot. And then, you know, the business and family and just, you know, we'll have a little single. I mean, if you had to throw one out there, man, probably, and this is a tough one, but like, and it's almost, and it depends, and it's not as easy to do, but like, and it'll sound lazy, but work less.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I say that in meaning, like, for more of the time that you want to spend, family time, stuff like that, you know, because you know, and I know, running a business, it's nonstop, you know, then you throw doing a podcast on top of it, you know, which is, that's our choice and we want to do it. You're not married. I am. My wife's amazing for supporting us doing this, and you know, and everything, so that's great. But just, you know, not letting it take control of some of the weeks that I've let it do sometimes, you know, like, and some of it's my own doing, you're not organized enough, or some of it's just
same here,
or some of it's like, I did nothing you can do about it, you know, or it's just, you know, you know how it is. It's just you lose track of time, and all of a sudden it's Friday and you're like, shit, like, I worked every day and I worked ridiculous amount of hours, you know? So just to be more disciplined when it comes to the hours that I put in, basically. So, cause I want to, you know, what's that saying, man? It's like, and then the days are long, but the years fly by, or something like that. That's just true. Just true. So like, I you know, my kid will be 14 next year, so like, it blows my fucking mind. So like, I'd rather, you know, bite the bullet, make a little bit less, whatever, and be able to still be in good shape, but have more time with them, you know. So that's where I'm at.
So, I love it, buddy. Absolutely love it. And the last thing I want to say, how I want to end this is, you have to want the same thing for like other people as you want for yourself. It has to be that way. It works no other way. I know a lot of people deep down inside, they don't want this. I don't think they want their peers to have what they want for themselves. I think they want to stand above them, the peers. So they want to get it so that they are higher in rank or they stand above. And that's kind of an evil thought to have if you think about it, that, oh man, I want this and I want this, but I don't want them to have it. I want them to struggle. I want them to want it, but not be able to get it, but I want to have it. I want them to be frustrated at their, you know.
Yeah, that's not us.
You kind of got to want the same thing for everybody. Well, whatever you want. If you want a nice car, you should want somebody else to have a nice car. If you want a peaceful existence, well, you should want that for somebody else. If you want to not be lied to, well, you should want that for somebody else. If you want a person to be there for you, well, you should want that. You should want the same thing for everyone as you want for yourself. And as long as you do that, you will always be in the right and you'll always be a good person. But just don't if you ever find yourself just wanting something to shit on somebody, like, oh, I'm gonna get this and then I'm gonna be better than them, you're wrong. Just you know, you can tell you're wrong just off the rip. So just leave that in 2023 and 2024. If you want something for yourself, just want it for everybody else, because we all want the same stuff.
Absolutely. And
we all want love, we all want respect, we all want health, we all want some money. We all want the same stuff. So whatever you want, just know everybody else wanted to. You got to want them to have it as much as you want yourself to have.
That's right, man. And last but certainly not least, man, shout out to our guys at Variety Sports Network for, again, another year of them allowing us to use this platform.
Yep.
And they promote us. We promote them. It's a great relationship we have with those guys, man. Fantastic guys. Good content. Again, if you haven't checked out Variety Sports Network, just go over their channel, hit them with a subscription. Whether it's NFL, Major League Baseball, basketball, college and pro, you name it, they're going to have shows for it. And still growing too. They're still adding shows as we go along. So it's been great with those guys. So shout out to those guys as always, man. And
BSN.
Tyreek said, thank you.
Thank you for great content. I started watching y'all's podcast earlier this year. One of my favorite content.
I appreciate that, buddy. It means a lot.
I mean the world, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, all right, guys. Well, look, y'all, like I said, y'all have a safe New Year's, man. Let's get another win. Let's do it in dominant fashion. Show them, man. And we'll see y'all on Tuesday after Mike's fully recovered from an amazing New Year's. Mm-hmm. And I will hopefully have plenty of sleep if Kane can get his rest and we'll be good to go. But again, man, thank you guys so much. Y'all have a great week. Great start to 2024. Mike, take us out, buddy.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
A little bit.
Out of your Falcon mind. Peace.